fucking Slovak beer here.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of your favorite television and recording stars,
John Travolta.
Whenever I'm away from you, baby, there's nothing much I wanna do, oh baby.
One of your favorite recording artists, John Travolta. Hey, everybody. We've got a huge episode. This is going to be very special. If you're a relatively new fan of the show, you may not have experienced the glory that is Power Hour. You're going to have a Power Hour today. I also, just to round out the time a bit, wanted to talk about how I saw a small child penis today, against my own will. So stay tuned for that.
And it's only my imagination, something in my mind. Cause the only indication is I'm wasting my time. Whenever I'm away from you,
you're the only woman in the world to me. Doesn't it sound like that? Welcome back. Wow, what a day I've had. Let's get right into it. Saw a penis today of a little boy. Here I am sitting at my desk where I do my work, and I have a window that looks out into a gorgeous parking lot and dirt field. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, a window is really great. Yeah, a window's awesome. My apartment has windows, too. You know what they look on? A parking lot. And a street. And the back of a shitty bush and some stairs. Okay, it's not the window that's the necessary component here. It's what the window's looking at. Very important. TV show, you know, if you've got a teenage boy, the window's always looking at, you know, the hot girl next door getting undressed. I never saw that. The closest thing I saw, extremely old fat woman, drunk lady, who I mowed her lawn in baby doll pajamas. Okay? She had a lot of windows on her house. She should have had no windows. So I'm looking out the window, see this woman and her son. Son's probably about 3. Come walking over. Now there's a little patch of grass right outside my window. And then it's just street, 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 you know. This is not a patch of grass that you would get to just walking around or anything. It's not like people are walking past my window often. And then she just pulls down his pants and he starts peeing. Right there. Couldn't have been 3 feet from me where I was sitting. I don't know if they didn't know that there was someone in the window, you know, if the glare, or if they just couldn't see. But I saw full frontal this kid's dick. I don't know. I don't know what a 3-year-old penis looks like, but it was gross and little. It looked almost just like there's a weird type of pasta where it's a tube and then it's got sort of a ruffled end. If you know what I'm talking about, you know, it's that kind of pasta. That's what it looked like. And it was that size, uncooked, tiny, tiny, skinny little penis. Gross, real gross. And, you know, he pees and she takes him away and I just think, hey, what the fuck, you know? What are you going to do? 45 minutes, same thing again. Same little boy, same mom. She brings him right out, whips out his peep, and he just starts taking a whiz. Right in front of me. I'm not kidding. If there'd been no wall and window there, I could have probably reached out with my arm and touched his penis. Hey, that's too close. Now, I'm a fan of peeing outside. Don't get me wrong. You pee on a tree, or by a dumpster, or in an alley, or on a bum. You don't pee out a white man's window. That is ridiculous. That is not acceptable. Twice. They had to walk past three bathroom options, by the way. Him being a boy, he could have gone in the men's. Him being young enough, they could have gone in the women's. Or there's a family bathroom. Okay? I don't need to see framed in my window your little boy's penis. That was grotesque and horrible. Awful, awful, awful. And I would like to find out, you know, if this was an abnormality. There is a theory I had later in the day as it haunted my memories that perhaps this went on because, you know, he's got this crazy looking penis and he's embarrassed to go in the bathroom and should be. I don't know. Maybe he'll spend the rest of his life peeing outside so as to avoid showing this penis to others. I don't really remember. I mean, at one point I did have a penis that was 3 years old. But I think that I didn't really spend a lot of time with my penis when I was three. You know, I never looked at it thinking, you should take a good mental snapshot. Because when you are an adult with a career and someone's peeing outside your window, you'll want to have a reference of, this kid's penis crazy? Or is this just what they are? Which, by the way, gross. And maybe that's what all penises are like, is just gross like that. I don't know. But this was grotesque. Whew. Anyway, with that out of the way, we're going to do a power hour today. Here's what happens. I find 50 questions that need answers. I have 1 minute to answer each question and also to read each question. So I'll read the question and then answer it in whatever remains of a minute. You'll hear a little sound effect. When the answering time is up and it's time to move on, it goes like this. And that's how you'll know it's time for me to move on to the next question. Also, I just keep drinking and drinking, and I think my advice gets better and better. I'm drinking a Czech beer. I don't know if that's a Slovak. Is Slovak a slur for someone from Czechoslovakia? It sounds pretty good when I say, you fucking Slovak. But then almost anything sounds, you know what I mean? You fucking bogey. That sounds like, oh my God. He hates people from Pakistan, or I don't know. I don't know where bogey would be from. But you get my drift. You fucking, doesn't really matter. You can put anything in there and sound like a real bastard. I think we should probably get going without too much further ado about nothing, as they say. So let's kick up some jams. I'm going to kick up some sweet jams just to keep things moving. And I'll pull up my questions. And we're going to get it on. Are we ready? I don't know what'll happen if we go to another jam. It's hard for me to judge how loud the jams are, so we'll just go with this. Pull up my questions, my carefully selected questions. And here we go. Dear Snowman, so it's my friend's birthday today, and he was having a spend the night type of party. My other friend was there too, and we had the choice of staying or going home. I chose to leave because my stomach hurt. When I got home, I had a 100-degree fever. And my other friend doesn't like spending the night that much, so he went home too. I feel sort of bad about my friend. I mean, it's his birthday and everyone bailed out on him, but then again, he did get an iPhone 5C and a 3DS XL, $120. So yeah, do you think I made the right choice? From Ash. Well, you pussed out. You know, I always hated those kids who left the slumber party. And just like, what the hell difference does it make? You just fall asleep. Kids seem to fall asleep immediately. I don't know. And if you're not going to stay the night, just immediately be like, I can't. I gotta go to fucking church, or I'm 8, so I'm really at the mercy of my parents. I don't make decisions. So yeah, I'm not staying the night at your house. But it's not really relevant what your friend got for gifts. Dear Snowman, my dog won't eat or drink and keeps throwing up. He won't eat or drink anything. He keeps on throwing thick, gooey, clear stuff, and he hasn't pooped or peed yet. All he does is sleep and throw up. I need help. From Byron. I mean, that doesn't sound like an emergency, right? Well, the only thing that dogs seem to do are eat, drink, and poop, and pee, and sleep. So he is sleeping. I do have that piece of good news for you. He is accomplishing one of the goals that is necessary for dog life. However, he is not doing any of the others, which is a concern. That's a concern. You know what? Probably just keep him throwing up and, I don't know, give him some poop to look at. Help him remind him of what he really loves. Smear some poop all over your dog. It'll be perfect if he dies and you have to take him to the vet and they say, "Why is he covered in feces?" Dear Snowman, a few weeks ago, my husband sprayed Hot Shot Kitchen Bug Killer all over the kitchen. I believe it was called Hot Shot. I know it said kitchen on it. You're real fucking helpful. He was trying to kill a bug. Well, it got sprayed on a magic bullet chopper blade. I don't remember if the blade was rinsed off. Well, my mom made a dish tonight and used it. My question is, do you think I could have inhaled some of the chemical and should I be worried? From Girl. Yeah, you should be freaked the fuck out, I think. I mean, let's face it. A magic bullet combined with bug spray? Where do you think a magic bullet's made? It's probably made in some shithole in China. What do you think they spray themselves with when they get to work to de-louse every day? Probably something a lot worse, you know? It's probably just goddamn oven cleaner all over themselves. So who knows? I mean, they're probably spraying all kinds of bullshit all over a magic bullet anyway. I'm surprised that thing doesn't just disintegrate. I don't think when you make a dip in magic bullet, it's really a dip. It's just the pieces of magic bullet liquefied. Dear Snowman, why do Wendy's burgers have square meat? From Carl. I've been asked this many times before. I'm considered somewhat of a expert on Wendy's in local circles. You know, and people, that's what people say when they're trying to criticize Wendy's, okay? It's square meat. It doesn't make sense. Let me ask you this, motherfucker. What shape is cheese in? Square. They could easily cut circle cheese if they wanted, but it's in a square, isn't it? What shape is bacon in? Rectangle. Wavy rectangle. What shape is tomato in? Circle. Trick question, because you don't need that on your burger. What shape is onion in? Straws. Okay? Or diced. You're not eating... If you're eating that round red onion, you're out of your fucking mind. So the reason it's square is because everything else is goddamn square. Okay? They've just acknowledged and accepted it. Dear Snowman, I want to try and go to Mexico and see if they'd be willing to put a huge silicone or saline implant, maybe the biggest type of breast implant out there, like a 1200cc, or the kind that the model Chelsea Charms has that continuously grows, and you can get the fluid drained whenever you want to reduce the size, in my abdominal region so that I can look preggo. This question got better as I went. Honestly, I was like, you want to get, like, basically borderline illegal breast implants, but you want to get one in your stomach so you look pregnant. Okay, possibly even order a fake silicone belly from one of the many websites that sells them and see if I can just get that implanted under my skin or something. I'm a guy, so I can't actually get pregnant, but I'd love an implant or something so that I can look pregnant permanently. And no, enema inflation or trying to gain a beer belly isn't the same thing as what I want, so don't say I should just go and drink a lot of beer or something. Also, I want to have a real huge pregnant-looking belly rather than have a fake strap-on. I want to actually have the belly and feel the weight of it and have trouble moving around and stuff like a real pregnant woman would, and I really want it to be permanent. From Jody. I know I violated the time almost immediately, but I felt like that warranted reading. That was amazing. I like this. And here's what I like about this, okay? People talk about body mod and all this shit and everyone's getting their gauged ears and their tattoos. Well, guess what? This is the same thing. What's the difference? You know what I mean? It's like, you want to look different. Well, this guy's going to look fucking different. He's going to look pregnant. You couldn't look a lot more different from A, typical man, and B, everybody else you've seen. When you have a fake pregnant belly made out of a breast implant. Also curious, I've never heard of breast implants that grow. I was not aware of this option. Is this an option that you can grow and shrink your implants? There's some kind of valve? Dear Snowman, went to McDonald's at about 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. I bet that'll be important. Aside from them completely messing up my order, they gave me a parfait that had a must-use-by time of 9:08 p.m. Should I be expecting a food poison, or will I be alright? Also, how should I handle this? I've had so many problems with this place, it is not funny, and each time I call an how are we doing number, I get a little sorry, and usually a free sandwich along with the manager of the store calling me and apologizing. Should I call them again and let them know about this problem, or just ignore it? From Amanda. First of all, wow. I like that. I mean, I think you'll be fine. A parfait that's 2 hours. What the fuck are you doing at 11 p.m. at a McDonald's getting a goddamn parfait? This is not a brunch that you're having after going to see your gynecologist, okay? You had to have been drunk, or extremely tired, or extremely about to be drunk and tired. No parfaits. Dear Snowman, I cannot imagine how some people take their children to McDonald's. Okay. Should they be charged with child abuse, considering food from McDonald's is not even suitable for animal consumption? From Ilsa. I mean, I don't know, man. You take your kid to McDonald's. Kids like a Happy Meal. They seem to like to eat it. I ate a lot of Happy Meals as a child. I feel fine. I mean, I think I grew up okay. It's probably not the best thing in the world, but it's not like, let's put it this way. I mean, you're saying, shouldn't they be charged with child abuse? It's like, yeah, that seems like a good solution. Put them on par with the parents who are beating the shit out of their kid. I think that seems, logical. Let's put those people in the same camp, you know, which is a camp where we teach them the proper way to interact with their kids, which is praise, throwing a tight spiral, and, making sure you get a good piece of that ass. Dear Snowman, I hate my brother's dog. It's a Doberman. He always barks and growls at me when he's not around. The dog's name is Snoop, and he just hates me for no reason. He about 6 months. We had him since he was 10 weeks. He used to be so nice. Can I get rid of it somehow? Best, Frank. Oh, Frank. Can I get rid of a dog somehow? Yeah. There are about a billion ways. Any way that a creature can die is a way you can get rid of a dog. I'm going to just put those all on the table right off the bat. If it can die, you can do it to a dog, and it will be gone. Secondly, any way a creature could become lost or part of another family, if you don't feel like killing it, that also can be done to a dog. I'm not entirely sure that if you just told everyone your dog was extremely sick and you killed it, I don't think... What do you think's going to happen? Some kind of dog police? McGruff's going to come and be like, take a bite out of crime. What'd you do? You kill this dog? Dear Snowman, so I'm currently in Utah and have a flight to Minnesota this Monday morning at 6 a.m. I'm staying in a really dirty motel, so the less nights I sleep here, the better. Is it possible if on Sunday I get a ride to the airport over 24 hours before my flight and check my bags? Because I have two big bags of luggage, but I don't know if you can check them until the day of or something. From Mark. Well, Mark, let's just take a look at your fucking stupid idea. Basically, what you're suggesting is, okay, well, I'm taking a flight in mid-November, so I'll just check my bags in October. That would be a lot easier. They will simply keep them at the airport in the, hey, the flights are coming. They just put them all in one big line that goes down the fucking interstate and put them on in order. That's it. That's all it takes. What the hell is wrong with you? Just go to a different fucking hotel, idiot. You're just going to stay in the airport? And if you're just going to stay in the air, you can't even check in for your flight till 4 hours before, by the way, which is fucking bullshit. They tell you to be 2 hours early, but not too early. Dear Snowman, a few days ago, I was having a lazy day, and I decided to wear a pair of leggings and a hoodie to school. But my cousin, who goes to the same school, started telling me how annoying it is when girls wear leggings as pants and how slutty. This was the first time I've heard about this trend, and I found it a little surprising considering that half of the girls in our school wear them like that. What do you think? From Alice. Oh, the famous what do I think of leggings debate as pants. I don't give a shit. Do whatever you want. Who cares? You know, okay. Know that I will see your butt. Know that I will be subconsciously evaluating your butt and then possibly consciously evaluating your butt. Also, I would say make sure and mind the front area because I saw some fucking veal cutlets walking around not that long ago, and it's a memory that will haunt me till my grave. Okay? May not have even been a bad vagina, hard to tell, but it doesn't look good that way. Dear Snowman, why is non-mosaic Down syndrome an automatic qualifier under SSI? From Eric. So why do retarded people get money from the government? I mean, they're fucking retarded. So, I don't know. What would you prefer? That you just have poor, retarded people terrorizing the neighborhood? You know, if I was retarded and I had no money, I would just be taking things, right? Because what are you going to do? I guess you could get a job. But, you know, I don't know. I think if I was retarded, I would either be so retarded that it didn't matter, or just retarded enough to where I would think, well, fuck it, I'm retarded. You know, I'll just be like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought that was my house. Officer, you can see I clearly have non-mosaic Down syndrome, so I'm not really aware of where I am much of the time. I mean, I'm retarded. I feel like these people are kind of bullying me right now in my own home, which I now realize is not my home, but it's difficult. Dear Snowman, you know, Hitler made an issue out of race. Does Obama do the same? From Neo. I suppose, yeah. I mean, I make an issue out of race, so basically what you're saying is I'm either as bad as Hitler or equal to the President of the United States in terms of my prestige. I will accept both of these. Either one. I don't really have a big problem with being, you know, a horrible bastard. If those are my options, horrible bastard or President of the United States, you know, black guy, whatever. That's fine. So yeah, I guess so. In a lot of ways, I am like the Obama of Hitler's, as you best put it, I think. I believe that was the point you're trying to make. I don't know. I don't really have time to interpret what you're saying. If these questions could be a little more clear, and for the love of Christ, punctuate. Dear Snowman, I'm 13 years old and I have $80. Okay? My mom's birthday is coming up. I don't know what to get her. I want to do something special and give her something she can remember forever. What should I get? From Davey. Moms are impossible to get presents for, Davey. You're 13, though. You have just enough time. I would say save that $80. Because you can just give her something that you made, and it's going to be cute. You're actually in a great phase for that, too. Because if you continue it now, right? When you're a little kid, that's what you do because you don't have any fucking money. But then you get to be a teenager and you get your mom. You're like, I'm going to get her an actual gift. You know, and maybe in your early 20s. But let's say you did this. If you started now and you're like, every year I wrote my mom a little page and put it in a journal so she could read it about, you know, the best thing that we did together the last year. By the time you're 30, that's adorable. Everyone will be like, oh my god. And well, when you're 30, it becomes fucking sickening again, but you get the idea. Dear Snowman, is it a sin to make love to 17 blonde women in a row? What's your say? I banged them on a recent business trip to California. Then I kicked them away because they were of no further use to me. Additionally, 10 of them gave me a BJ as well from India. Then I kicked them away because they were of no further use to me. I'm going to start doing that when people say, like, what happened between you and your ex anyway? I'll just, you know, I kicked her away because she was no further use to me. I feel like that's a very blunt and clear way to say, you know, it didn't work out between me and my ex-girlfriend, right? I kicked her away because she was of no further use as a human being. She had zero usefulness remaining in her and about her. That's a really hurtful thing to say. Dear Snowman, tired of hearing rapper after rapper just talking about hoes and bitches all the time. I don't mind that, just don't like it when it's all they rap about. Any suggestions? Like MGK, for example. Yeah, he raps about weed and stuff sometimes, but he raps about how he is the underdog. From Q. I have no idea what MGK is. Mr. Goodkind? Mr. Goodbar kind? I don't know. Positive rappers, is that what you're asking about? In West Philadelphia, born and raised. That was a good rap song that I think was upbeat. Tag team back again. Check it, the record, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. There you go. That's pretty happy. I don't know, they don't talk about hoes and bitches. They talk about women, Q. Female humans who have thoughts and feelings beyond, well, am I a hoe or a bitch? Because those are my only options. Don't put people in a box like that. Dear Snowman, where is dog fighting legal? From D. Oh, in our hearts, D. In our hearts. I mean, where is dog fighting legal is a hard question. Where is dog fighting illegal is kind of the same thing, if you ask me. You know, I don't know. In your garage, who knows? I don't understand how people get caught for dog fighting. It's like, well, I put two dogs in my garage and a bunch of guys watched what happened. I feel like it's just a ramped up version. You know, if you took the dog park and shrank it, all of a sudden it's the fight place. The dog fight zone. And by the way, dog fighting is boring. And let me tell you why. They should outlaw pit bulls and stuff like that. They should have weird dogs. You know, who would beat up, would a golden retriever be able to beat up a corgi? I have no idea. But I'd like to find out. That's exciting. That's like some Street Fighter 2 shit. You know what I mean? It's not just, well, this guy's Ryu and this guy's also Ryu. Okay. Dear Snowman, which of the following benefits will an increased black population bring to the country? Oh boy. A. More violence. B. More crime. C. More rapes. D. More disease. E. More certified sex offenders. F. More poverty. G. Significantly lower nationwide IQ average. Or H. All of the above. From Scott. I like the way that people ask questions when they're not really asking a question, when they're, you know, but I do appreciate that they take the time to frame it as a question. It's like answering in Jeopardy, you know, and if the question in Jeopardy was like, this is the greatest, or, you know, the greatest benefit of black people, and it said like, what is that they have diseases? And you're just saying they have diseases, but you just throw what is at the beginning to turn it into a question in some bizarre way. Dear Snowman, I am a 20-year-old guy and I love horses. Who doesn't? The problem is I think I love horses a little too much. Ruh-roh. A lot of my friends tell me that I am good-looking and that the fact that I like horses will attract girls. I really don't care about that, though, and my friends don't understand it. I've never had a girlfriend, and I think part of it is because I'm always thinking and dreaming about horses. I spend most of my free time with my horse, and there's nothing more exciting to me than meeting and petting a new horse. Do I have a psychological problem? I appreciated the advice. Thanks, from Leo. As long as you're not fucking the horse, I think it's fine. Leo, build an interest. You don't have to have an interest that's girls, okay? The girls will come. Believe me. Especially horses. It's not like you're saying, I'm really into hydraulic lifts. Well, okay, you're not going to probably meet a whole bunch of babes. Horses? You just get a job at some fucking ranch, you'll meet a million girls a minute. Dear Snowman, I'm 18 and in college, and I love children. I'm studying to be an elementary school teacher and can't wait to be a dad of many kids someday, hopefully 10. Sure. But I met this really fun and nice girl in college, and we hit it off good, but I asked her if she likes kids. She said no, she's awkward around them and probably doesn't want any. I'm still her friend, but I immediately stopped pursuing her as a girlfriend. I am sad because I won't find a girl who wants kids. Why don't girls want to have kids? From Doug. Oh, Doug. Girls want to have kids. This is a fact. Show me a girl who doesn't want to have kids, and I will show you a man posing as a girl to trick me in a trap and decredify my podcast. Okay? However, 10 is a little scary. 10 is out of control. Basically, I feel like when you're saying, I don't know you, but I'd like to have 10 kids someday, you're kind of saying, I would like to be with someone that I never have time for. Dear Snowman, liberals, what would you rather have? An Obama phone or a gold iPhone 5S? Take your time. I know it's a tough choice. From Patrick. What the fuck's an Obama phone? Hello, Obama phone. I picture it being sort of like the Batman phone. It's like a red phone under a glass dish, except it's black, I guess. Or a nice chocolatey brown. Have you ever seen these chocolate Twizzlers? They're like a sort of waxy brown. Are these good? Who is eating chocolate Twizzlers? I want to know if people are eating the chocolate Twizzlers, because part of me thinks that's got to be horrible. But then part of me thinks, or great. It could be either one. But it's not going to be, I don't think I'm going to get chocolate Twizzlers. Here's what's going to happen. I'll either eat the entire bag on a lunch break, or I'll eat the entire bag but be thinking it's horrible. Dear Snowman, what is so bad about slow-paced movies? Imagine a three-hour-long movie about George Washington. During the first 2 hours, the movie went into incredible detail about every single character, and by the end of the first 2 hours, you knew how the characters ate, slept, dressed, walked, and what they enjoyed. Now, in the third and final hour, once all the characters had been developed into immense detail, you got some action. I personally love biopic films like this. Barry Lyndon, a Kubrick film, was indeed like this, and I fell in love with it. But honestly, what do you think makes them so boring to most people? Don't you want to know everyone in the movie in immense detail? And please don't bring up the digital age and our short attention spans. There were great slow-paced films back in the day that many people slept through as well. What are your opinions? From Stan. That's fucking boring. And here's why. Knowing everything about someone is exciting if that person is exciting, but I guarantee you the way that George Washington walked was not fucking interesting, okay? Dear Snowman, you know what? He walked with a swagger. That's all you need to know. If I go to a mix bath hot spring and there were many beautiful women there, what should I do? What do I do if I bath with woman? This sounds like a thing for pills, penis pills. How to bath with woman in mixed hot spring bath. So basically, how do you bathe with women in a mixed bath hot... First of all, you're bathing in a hot spring. Already, I feel that you've cast off any sort of idea that you're a normal human person with some kind of standards, okay? You're with the scum. You and the scum are in the hot spring together, so already know that they're scum. And I don't know, are they naked and you're naked? It's fine. You know what, the stakes are high because guys don't look good naked. However, women have a lot more naked to have to sort of work and deal with. Dear Snowman, I have noticed for a few months now a black limousine that seriously appears to be following me around. What could this be a sign of? I keep seeing the same limo parked by my apartment, and when I'm out and about, I spot the same limo during the day and at night sometimes. What should I do? From Fox. Well, Fox Mulder, I would question this. I don't know. I mean, yeah, if you're getting followed by a limo is fine. Okay, because that means it's somebody important who has something to lose. What you don't want is to be followed by, like, one of those crazy vans, and you look in. Here's a bad sign. If the car you're getting followed by, at some point you get a look inside, and it appears that all of the person's wardrobe is in the back seat in a basket and then strewn about, that's the car you don't want to be followed by. That's the real dangerous. Okay, people have this image of a dangerous guy in a limo. No. It's a justy. Dear Snowman, I want to join the U.S. Air Force as an anesthesiologist. I'm currently a junior in high school. Any tips? From Jamie. Well, I don't think you're going to be able to go in as an anesthesiologist. I don't know a lot about anesthesiology. I think they're good people. I had my fucking wisdom teeth out. I'll tell you what, that guy was the best. He just kind of said, like, I'm going to inject you with some shit, and you're not going to remember anything. And I said, that sounds like a plan. I don't know what's up with people, too, who are, you know, people must be control freaks who are afraid they're going to get, like, molested or something when they're out. Because, frankly, we're all going to get molested. So if I had to pick a time, I'd say, well, yeah, when I was completely dead to the world and I got molested and didn't even know it ever until, you know, a security cam footage was released, which I still would rather have not released. Fine. Dear Snowman, describe your perfect girl, physically and or mentally, from Candy. I would describe her as like a curvier Roseanne. Something like that, you know? Like Roseanne, but not so thin. A little more meat on them bones, huh? And maybe a little bit more, less tight-lipped. You know, always there with a quip would be nice. If we're going ideal. I mean, if I can just invent whatever the fuck I want, that's what I'm going for. I don't know what you would do, but that's where I'm at, my friends. Or I don't know. Whoever's good-looking and fun and nice. and would have to be probably on a show that I sort of enjoyed. Because when we broke up, I couldn't watch it anymore. But when we were together, I'd have to be able to watch it. So it's got to be in that tolerance zone. Dear Snowman, I'm in high school and I'm trying to figure out what I want my future to be. I've wanted to do business, plus I need a bachelor in order for my grandpa to pay for college. What? So I was thinking after I get my general ed at a community college, I would get a bachelor in marketing and accounting. After that, I would go to culinary school to get a degree in baking because I was hoping to open up a bakery. I haven't decided yet, but I was wondering if that would work or if I should do something better. So is that a good idea? And if not, what should I do? From Wendy. You're fucking stupid. You're 10, first of all. You know what I think I've decided? People who have like 10 dreams or a new dream every week have no dreams. They don't understand, and they just see something that makes someone else happy and think, well, that would probably make me happy too, right? That person seems good. Let's fucking go for it. I will be a business baker. I mean, what are you going to go to business school for to be a baker and vice versa baker business? Dear Snowman, how do I get my family to stop going to church? They are out of jobs from the economy because of Obama. Yeah, fucking Obama. And instead of looking for jobs, they're wasting time going to church. It may not affect them, but it's seriously affecting me. How do I get them to stop wasting their time? I mean, you can't really stop someone from going to church. But you can stop you from going to church, dum-dum. And here's the other big thing you can do with people who are religious or church. You can stop fucking worrying about them. Okay? Who cares? You know what? They're telling you you're going to burn in hell, but you're busy telling them that they are burning in a hell right now by denying themselves the fun of being alive. So let's just call it even and move the fuck on. How about that? Let them just do whatever they want. You know what I mean? You go to their dumb building. You just sleep in till 11 on Sunday, and it's like church has never existed. Dear Snowman, every so often my friends and I have a party at someone's house, and everyone's meant to bring alcohol, but I've noticed whenever I get drunk, everyone says afterwards I was annoying. Everyone usually gets drunk or extremely drunk, and it's not like I'm meaning to be annoying, but I tried one time to not drink to get drunk, and I pretty much was just there while everyone else was having fun. So I kind of feel like I don't want to go anymore, because I apparently annoy everyone when I'm drunk, so it kind of makes me feel bad, and this is a really annoying person. I'm not saying I'm one of those people who has to get drunk to have fun. All my friends think that way, though, so nothing's really that hilarious till people get drunk, if that makes sense. So what should I do? I just not at the party next time? From Estelle. I mean, yeah, you're fucking annoying when you're sober. I gotta say, that was a long paragraph to say, hey, people say I'm annoying when I'm drunk. Here's the thing. No one wants to believe when someone says, when you're drunk, you're this way. But trust me, unless your friends are the most hilarious people ever, they did not all get together and be like, you know, it'd be really funny if we told her she was annoying as shit, and she's really not. Dear Snowman, how would you prepare for death if you have to be dead before July of 2014? What would you suggest? Serious answers from Clint. July of 2014... That's like 8 or 9 months. I mean, if it was me, what am I going to do? I don't have like possessions or anything like that. I'd probably just sell my shit and cash in my retirement. Take out, and here's what I think is a secret that no one tries. Apply to grad school, get in, take out a fucking $20,000 student loan, and then you live off that for the last 9 months of your life. No one ever thinks of that. No one ever thinks to get that. I mean, you never get turned down for a student loan. They're always like, fuck yeah, let's get him a loan. Then you got all this cash on hand, you're good to go, my friend. You just say, oh, I'm using that for my living expenses at this expensive college. Dear Snowman, help me. I posted this conversation on Instagram about me cursing this person out, and he said he's going to report me. What trouble am I going to get from Ziggy? Eh, who cares? I mean, come on. You know what? What would you do? Just stop cursing people out on Instagram? Does that seem worth it to you? It's not. If you can't curse people out on Instagram, why even be on there? You know, to see a picture of a goddamn beach where someone put a heart in someone's name in it or said, will you marry me on the beach? That would be fun. How I would love to take someone to the beach and write, will you marry me in the sand? And then be like, what? They never show the part where the guy is like, hey, come over here. Look at what I found. I found a weird shell. And she's like, I've seen enough. I'm done. And he's like, no, please come over. And she's like, I mean, I've seen a lot of shells. I grew up around here, so it's not... And he's like, Jesus, just come over here. Dear Snowman, I have a question about Excel. I update column 1 and sheet 1 spreadsheet on Microsoft Excel 2013. Column 1 and sheet 1 spreadsheet is linked to column 2 and sheet 2 spreadsheet. When I update column 1 cells, I want to keep historical data in sheet 2, but it keeps overwriting on sheet 2 column 2. Fuck. How can Excel create a new cell in next column in sheet 2? From William. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice. Microsoft Excel is shit. Here's why. It is completely non-intuitive. They have made no effort to make it, you know, so I can just get on there having never used it and make a pie chart in 10 minutes. It's not fucking possible. Okay, and if you know how to use it, it's only because you've used it 100 times. And I guarantee you, however you've used it in your dumb job, if I asked you to do something that was 20% different from what you do every day, you'd have no fucking idea. It's a piece of shit. Dear Snowman, I'm a Japanese male. Oh, welcome. I think I'm ugly myself and I get harassed about my looks. My height is 5'9.5". Okay. I'm very short. Well, let's not go crazy. I know that the height of 6 feet is common among white people. I think white people are most beautiful race. I think Germanic people in particular is the most beautiful people. I think Germanic people is most beautiful ethnicity. I think Germanic peoples are the most beautiful ethnicity among the whites. Sounds very Hitler-y. Most celebrity and supermodel have the English and German ethnicity. The tall stature, sexy body, beautiful face, long legs, beautiful white teeth, and blonde hair and blue eyes are very beautiful. I respect white people. I love white people. But do white people think the Asian are ugly? From Ryu. No, I don't think so. I mean, not the Asian women. You know what? I can't speak to the Asian men. They might hate you. I don't know. But as an Asian woman, the world is your oyster, as long as you're willing to be basically a sex doll online. Dear Snowman, well, I have a very edgy style, which is inspired by my love for rock music. I used to have mostly black clothes, but my mom started taking me shopping for school the other day, and she banned me from buying any more black. How can I be edgy without wearing black? From Damien. Well, Damien, you sound very cool and edgy. Here's a great way to be cool and edgy. Buy your own fucking clothes. Alright? When your mom's buying your clothes, you are not cool and you're not edgy. I don't care what's going on. If your mom is bankrolling your wardrobe, it's not edgy. Because no matter what, it's been approved by a parent, therefore not edgy. Use your fucking brains. Okay? Here's what you need to do as a teen. Dress like they do on TV. No logos, no labels, just plain shit. Dear Snowman, I recently encountered an amputee at the store. I didn't even notice right away, and when I did, I wasn't sure how to react. I just tried to make like nothing was out of the ordinary, but the girl was missing half her arm. I felt bad for her, but I'm sure she didn't want pity and just wanted to be treated with respect. She was the cashier, and she did quite well considering her condition. Afterwards, I wondered what had happened, but thought maybe it would have been rude to ask. I didn't want to make her feel bad. It was especially sad considering she was so young and quite attractive. I pondered the idea of dating a girl with this condition and decided it wouldn't bother me. But what would I say to her? From Jack. I mean, I think you're assuming that she's like some poor lonely person. Honestly, a hot girl with no hand, no lower arm, I think she'd be fine. As far as socially and boys especially, I don't think that's going to slow a guy down at all. I mean, it takes a lot more than that, I think. You know. Most of a face is basically all you need. Dear Snowman, I'm writing another story and I need a last name that goes with Jacqueline. I want it to sound beautiful, yet very catchy. She's also Mexican / Asian, but I don't want a cliche last name like Gomez or Diaz. Sorry, Nicanor. Thanks, from Jenna. I hate your story already. I'm writing another story. People do this a lot when they're writing a story or a book or something. They spend so fucking long thinking about, oh, what should this person be named? Here's what you do. The great author Patrick DeWitt advised, go to a fucking graveyard, look at the tombstone, pick out a name. Because people went for it back in the day and there's no shame in it. But yeah, what do you want, a Mexican / Asian name? I don't know. I mean, that's like a fusion restaurant, not a human. Okay? She's Mexican-Asian, so if you can have a Mexican-Asian kind of name. Fried pork rice. Dear Snowman, I'm skinny, but then my butt sticks out. When I wear a shirt, it adds 3 to 4 inches to my body. That doesn't say... Oh, I'm male, and it only affects my appearance from the side. Is there anything such as exercises I can do to make my butt smaller? From Ben. This is the opposite of the usual question. Smallering a butt as a guy. I mean, you could lose the weight, fatso. 3 to 4 inches, though, I don't know. I think it's all right for a man to have a butt. I think you'll be in demand. I think you'll find, much like a woman who develops a little earlier than she would prefer, you will find that your particular potential handicap can be turned into a great in-demand item. Okay? No one says, that guy's got a real nice butt and I hate it, you know? That's very rare. You have a rare, you're like a rare gem. Dear Snowman, made out of butt fat. Dear Snowman, does Catcher in the Rye really suck like South Park says? I want to chill with a good book and am considering this book, but I also remember a South Park episode totally making fun of it from Mick. I gotta say a couple things about South Park. Number one, okay, they've done a lot of good stuff. Number two, they've done a lot of bullshit. Number three, I think that you would probably be missing the point of South Park if you just assumed that what they thought of something is the gospel of it. And number four, fuck South Park, okay? Of course they make fun of Catcher in the Rye. They make fun of goddamn everything. I mean, they make fun of World of Warcraft. Does that mean World of Warcraft is not fun? To me, no, it's not. But I'm sure it's fun to somebody. They make fun of being super obese while playing World of Warcraft. But a lot of people seem to subscribe to that theory. So I, you know, don't go with just because South Park makes fun of something. They also made fun of Family Guy, and Family Guy, way funnier than South Park. Boom. Dear Snowman, I've been a skater for about 4 years, and I've been recently wondering about the figure skating body that people always talk about. When I was younger, I was really twiggy and skinny, but I'm 13 and I'm obviously starting to grow more. My mom and sister are both curvy, and I think I'm starting to get curvy. My mom said I was at least 6 months or blah blah. Should I be worrying about this affecting my skating? From Freak. Listen, you ever go to Disney on Ice? There's someone in a goddamn tea kettle costume in Beauty and the Beast, and she's skating around. You couldn't be much more obese looking than a goddamn tea kettle. You're just a big round body with one huge fucking dick nose arm sticking off the front. It's got to be the worst situation, and they pull it off fine. I think you're going to be just fucking fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah, Buzz Lightyear is skating around, for Christ's sake. He's in a spacesuit. None of us skating makes any sense. It's all crap. I think they just judge on looks anyway. I don't think they're like, oh yeah, that's the best version of spinning. Dear Snowman, I'm planning to go to a shopping mall tomorrow, and I don't have a messenger bag yet. Is it unusual to wear my backpack? I'm a teen girl, and the bag is from JanSport. Oh, okay, so it's normal looking. Or would it be better to just bring a shopping bag, like the one from Juicy Couture or J.Crew, and put my wallet and other stuff in there? I just don't want to look like a 13-year-old out in the city, from Pinky. Well, a good way to look like a 13-year-old, take it from an adult man with braces, is to wear a backpack. I don't know, and especially the fact that you know it's a JanSport, or that that's supposed to make me think, oh, okay, well, that'll be okay. I mean, you're not looking like you're out shopping. Let's put it that way. You look like you're headed to a horrible class of some kind. You're either going to look like a 13-year-old going to class, or a 48-year-old going to a class, and everyone just kind of shakes their head like, oh my god, she should have met her dreams when she was younger. But she didn't. But, I don't know, good for her, sorta? Maybe? Dear Snowman. Oh my god. How do I hide a thin pad in my ballet leotard? I'm not allowed to wear a tampon, and the studio has a rule where you can't wear shorts. Please do not tell me to wear a tampon, because my class is only an hour long. Thank you. By the way, it's tomorrow, so you have time to think. LOL. From Timey. Well, I mean, your options are to wear a tampon or shorts. So what do you think? And what are you going to do? Go through the rest of your life not having the option of tampon? I'm not saying wear a tampon, but look, if you've committed to pads, if you're just like, well, I wear a pad when I have a period, well, I guess it's going to show through your goddamn leotard. You know what I mean? This is why the tampon was invented, precisely, for bikinis and leotards. and to scare the bejesus out of some people when you go down the pants and there's a string in there. You start going like, what is this? It's like a tea bag was jammed up there. Surely that's not what's happening. I'll be right back. Not enough booze in the whole world. You always have to go get more. I don't know how close we are to a timeout. Oh, we got like 10 seconds. Just relax with me here. Enjoy a drink. Have a drink. Pretty close to the end. Dear Snowman, what are the pros and cons for celebrating Halloween? From Roxy. Wow. What are the cons of celebrating Halloween? I would just shorten it to that. The answer is none. Halloween is the only good holiday. It's the only one that's worth shit. It's the only one where you get to do fun things and you don't have to pay some sort of price to do them. You don't have to visit your family. You don't have to make some kind of crazy dish. You don't have to buy presents for anybody. You dress up like a fucking idiot. You can get drunk if you want. And you know what? People complain. They'll say, oh, it's just an excuse for girls to dress up slutty. Fine. You know what? If you're complaining about that, what I don't want to hear is you complaining about Valentine's Day. Okay? Because if you're like, oh, when's the holiday for guys? It's for girls. Well, Halloween. Girls can dress up slutty, and then on Valentine's Day, we can just all pretend it's for ladies. Done. Dear Snowman, in my class, there's a guy who's liked me for a long time now, and some guy asked my in class, why do I always put my hands on my face? And the guy who likes me didn't let me finish what I was going to say, and he yelled because she's a girl. Why do they do this? LOL. Why do they defend their crushes? From Sonia. Why do guys defend their crushes? I mean, I don't know. You don't, as a young guy, when you're in class, you don't really have a lot to offer. So I think you think, well, you do that. If someone's fucking with her, just be like, well, because she's a girl. I don't know. I don't know if he was defending you. That doesn't sound like a very good defense. You should probably be asking, why is this guy so bad at defending me? You know, I had someone had a legitimate question about why are you always putting your hands on your face? You're going to rub oils all over yourself and worsen the acne that I'm sure is already pustulating and boiling all across your body. Dear Snowman, okay, so when we moved to our new house last year, why would you start with okay? You say, okay. You don't have to type okay. I mean, that's insane. You don't have to type okay, so. Okay, so. Okay, so when we moved, you could just start with, we moved to our new house last year and we had an old door. You don't need a bunch of bullshit in there. Okay. When you talk to someone, is that what you have to do? When they say, hey, how's it going? Okay. Well, so when yesterday you asked me that, I said, not bad. How are you? What a fucking idiot. I don't even care what your question's about. I'm too mad about you just saying, okay, so. Okay, so. And all you're going to do is ask me some stupid question, probably about periods. There are a lot of questions about periods online. Our education system is failing America's youth in terms of sex ed. I'll tell you that right now. There's one thing I've learned from this. Dear Snowman, how can I break my ankle? Now, this is a question. Please don't try to talk me out of it. Don't even worry. I know the risks and complications that can happen. I've already tried a hammer, a sledgehammer, a potato method. Huh. Jumping off bed, jumping off a dresser, jumping off a swing. Nothing's working, and I don't know why. I have only successfully sprained it. I need to get out of gym. We're doing wrestling. From Reggie. That explains a lot, Reggie. I don't know how you've hit your ankle with a sledgehammer and not broken it, though, to be honest. And here's the thing. You don't have to break your ankle to get out of fucking gym. Here's what you need to do. Go to the Arc. You can buy a boot. This is like a huge thing you strap on your foot, and it goes all the way up your ankle. You put that fucker on, you limp your way into class, and then you say, I can't wrestle, my leg's broken. Believe me, if a guy was smart enough to know that you could just buy those at the Arc, he's not a gym teacher. Dear Snowman, I'm 15 and I know this girl that just turned 11 about 3 months ago, and she already wears booty shorts and a lot of makeup, and she's all over every guy she sees. Is this acceptable or ... from Moon. Is it acceptable for an 11-year-old to be all over guys? I don't even know what that means. How is an 11-year-old all over guys? What guys? I don't know. I mean, there's a weird thing because I feel like young kids wear booty shorts, like boys and girls wear short shorts. But it's just because they're little kids. They have there's no proportion. You know, what are they going to wear? Fucking cargo shorts? You know, I don't know. Nice slacks. So I don't know, when you're 11, I don't know that there's a such thing as non-booty shorts or booty shorts, or if that's an important distinction. Being all over guys is a problem, though. I don't know, you know. I feel like, though, as an adult man, I could manage that relationship as far as saying, like, 11-year-old, you can't, you know, leave me alone. Dear Snowman, I'm 15 and a guy, and I want a toy, like a realistic toy. I can't use my parents' credit card because they will see the charge, and I don't know where to go to get one in person or if a store will even sell me one. Help, from Rachel. Well, you're a guy. That's a really great question. I don't know where. You could have someone buy one for you on Craigslist. That would be scary, but possible. You know, if you put an ad and you're like, hey, I'm a 15-year-old boy and I want someone to buy me a dildo. You probably manage that. I think you could get away with buying as a guy. If you walked in with confidence and you just wanted to buy a vibrator, I think you might be able to. I don't know. I think they'd be more worried about selling you porn. But a vibrator? Possible. You know what else? Put a Craigslist ad up. Say, I'm looking for a guy who works at a porn store. I'll pay you double. Boom. Dear Snowman, my friend is relatively attractive. Hell, you like her already, but she always ends up with addictive, dependent, weak, attached men. I told her many times that as long as she remains a criminal and a delinquent, no matter how much exercise she does and how skinny she becomes, she will keep attracting the worst of the worst. Do you agree with me that if she becomes a good, respectful person, she'll start attracting appropriate partners instead of bottom, unattractive, attached, dependent, flawed men she now attracts? From Skipper. All right, well, predictions. Skipper's fat, and her friend is not fat. And that's a source of contention between them. I mean, yeah, it sounds like she's attracting horrible people. But I don't know. How old are you? 15? What's the point? You're like, oh, yeah, they're unattractive, dependent, flawed men. Yeah. Okay, well, you just described every person I know. Bottom unattractive, attached, dependent, flawed men. I mean, are you suggesting she will get top tier, attractive, unattached, independent, perfect men? Dear Snowman, is it okay to ruin someone's life even if they did or didn't do anything? Because right now people are doing things to me and I didn't do anything to them and I don't even know them. I've never seen them or spoken to them and they won't leave me alone. From Eli. Are you asking if it's okay for someone else to ruin your life? Or if it's okay for you to ruin their life back for ruining your life? I don't even really know. This seems very vague. I feel like I would say, yeah, man, go for it, and then find out tomorrow that someone assassinated Lady Gaga. You know, and you'd be like, she was ruining my life, and I asked Pete, and he said it was okay. And I'd have to say, like, oh, Christ, I did not know that that's what he was referring to. I kind of thought he was talking about, you know, I don't know, some loud asshole neighbors who are always stomping on the fucking floor and who just lock their baby in a room where it smashes the crib against the wall. Something like that, I don't know, just for say. Dear Snowman, why do people want biological children when there are so many babies out there that need adopting? Is it just an instinctive nature to reproduce and have biological children? I know there are many children out there in need of a family, but isn't this a bit selfish? From Charles. You're asking, is there a what is this, some kind of crazy biological? Yeah. That's exactly what it is. That's like basic. Human beings were designed to fuck and make other human beings. What is there? Some kind of bizarre. Wow, thank you. The science is unbelievable. I just was at the natural grocery store, and I saw this thing in there, and it was like male testosterone in a jar. You know, you could buy it says like, you know, male hormones and like sex drive in a bottle. And it was, here's what was really disturbing about it to me. I have to say, we won. Here's what was really disturbing about the male jar testosterone and all that shit. You know, I had this thing across the top that was like, oh, scientifically tested, you know. So I guess to that, you're supposed to say, oh, well, as long as it's science, as long as there's science involved, I'm in. You know what I mean? That's gotta be some pretty good shit, right? No one would just make up something about science. I mean, what does that even mean? Tested scientifically, you know? And also, couldn't you just put on something that you tested it scientifically and it failed that test horribly, but you're just like, oh yeah, this was tested with science. So everything is great. You know what I mean? People are so fucking stupid. Speaking of so fucking stupid people, thank you for listening to my show. I hope you had an enjoyable time today. And we hope to see you again soon. Just keep on telling people about how much fun you have being mocked as a person. Keep on telling people about all the different great offerings we have on the interweb. Ugh, the internet. I hate that I just said that. Keep telling people all about it, okay? That's the best thing you can do for me, for you, for your mom, and our relationship together.